It all spun on vimes. If the man breaks down, it all breaks down, he thought. The whole machine breaks down, and it goes on breaking down, and it breaks down the people. Behind him, he heard a relief squad marching down Hero Street. How do they rise? They rise knees up, knees up, knees up. They rise knees up high, all the little angels. For a moment, Vimes wondered, looking out through a gap in the furniture, if there wasn't something in Fred's idea about moving the barricades on and on, like a sort of sieve, street by street. You could let through the decent people and push the bastards, the rich bullies, the wheelers and dealers in people's fates, the leeches, the hangers-on, the brown noses and the courtiers and smarmy plump devils in expensive clothes, all those people who didn't know or care about the machine but stole its grease, push them into a smaller and smaller compass and then leave them in there. Maybe you could toss some food in every couple of days, or maybe you could leave them to do what they've always done, which was live off other people. There wasn't much noise from the dark streets. Vimes wondered what was going on. He wondered if anyone out there was taking care of business. Major Mountjoy Standfast stared empty-eyed at the damn map.
How many, then? He said.
32 men injured, sir, and another 20 probably desertions, said Captain Wrangle. And Big Mary is firewood, of course.
Oh, gods!
Do you want to hear the rest, sir?
There's more.
I'm afraid there is, sir. Before the remains of Big Mary left Hero Street, sir, she smashed 20 shop windows and various carts, doing damage estimated at...
Fortunes of war, Captain, we can't help that.
No, sir, the captain coughed. Do you want to know what happened next, sir?
Next? There was next? Said the Major.
Yes, sir. Quite a lot of next, actually, sir. The three gates through which most of the agricultural produce comes into the city are picketed, sir, on your orders, so the carters and drovers are bringing their stuff in along Short Street, sir. Fortunately, not too many animals at this time of night, sir, but there were 6 millers' wagons, 1 wagon of, dried fruits and spices, 4 dairymen's wagons and 3 hegglers' carts, all wrecked, sir. Those oxen really were very feisty, sir.
Hegglers? What the hell are hegglers? Said the Major, bewildered.
Egg marketers, sir. They travel around the farms, pick up the eggs.
Yes, all right. And what are we supposed to do?
We could make an enormous cake, sir.
Tom?
Sorry, sir. But the city doesn't stop, you see. It's not like a battlefield. The best place for urban fighting is right out in the countryside, sir, where there's nothing else in the way.
It's a bloody big barricade, Tom. Too well defended. We can't even set fire to the damn thing. It'd take the city up with it.
Yes, sir. And the point is, sir, that they're not actually doing anything, sir, except being there.
What do you mean?
They're even putting old grannies up on the barricades, shouting down to the lads. Poor Sergeant Franklin, sir, his granny saw him and said that if he didn't turn it up, she'd tell everyone what he did when he was 11, sir.
The men are armed, aren't they? Said the Major, wiping his forehead.
Oh, yes. But we've kind of advised them not to shoot unarmed old ladies, sir. We don't want another Dolly Sisters, do we, sir?
The Major stared at the map. There was a solution, he felt.
Well, what did Sergeant Franklin do when he was, he said absent-mindedly.
She didn't say, sir.
A sudden feeling of relief stole over the Major.
Captain, you know what this is now?
I'm sure you'll tell me, sir.
I will, Tom, I will. This is political, Tom. We're soldiers. Political goes higher up.
You're right, sir. Well done, sir.
Dig out a lieutenant who's been a bit slack lately and send him up to tell their lordships, said the Major.
Isn't that a bit cruel, sir?
Of course it is. This is politics now.
End of CD 9.